Mapping the Moving Earth. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The collection of satellites known as the Global Positioning System, or GPS, is used by the military, sailors, and even lost hikers for navigation. Now, earthquake researchers are using GPS technology to monitor the movement of the Earth. This summer, the last of 250 GPS monitoring stations was installed as part of the Southern California Integrated GPS Network, or SIGN. Kenneth Hudnut of the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena, California, is SIGN chairman.
Each day we position all of these stations across Southern California to within just a few millimeters. And then we use these stations to keep track of the ongoing plate motion so we can watch how the strain builds up on the faults in Southern California.
And also how that stored energy gets released during an earthquake. Hudnut says that information can then help determine earthquake risk for Southern California and perhaps elsewhere.
There's a whole community of researchers out there that want to build a network very much like SIGN on the scale of the whole plate boundary, going all the way from Mexico up through the continental U.S. and Canada all the way up into Alaska.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.